Track 3.7.
WhatWeWatch.com, your guide to last night's television. Face the Questions was all a bit boring last night until a member of the audience asked the panel if the government was right to abolish free music lessons in schools. That got a good debate going. Of course, Catherine Davis, the Education Secretary, insisted that they were doing the right thing and accused the opposition of trying to gain votes by making claims that were untrue. And naturally, the spokesman for the opposition, Shadow Secretary for Education Ian Baker, accused her of always using the same excuse, the sort of thing you hear every week. But then a teacher in the audience suggested that each member of the panel choose one subject, apart from maths and English, that they felt should never be cut from the school curriculum. Typically, none of the politicians wanted to commit to answering the question. Ms. Davis promised to do everything in her power to protect all subjects. At that moment, a man in a striking red shirt gently reminded her of government proposals to cut music lessons from the curriculum, prompting a mumbled response from Ms. Davis. Mr. Baker of the opposition boasted that he'd had a wonderful state education and had been given the chance to learn about anything and everything. He recommended going back to a policy of funding all subjects so that future generations would get the same opportunities that he'd enjoyed when he was young. Well, if the politicians won't give us a straight answer on which subject they'd never cut, it's over to you. Which school subject do you think is the most important and why?
What children most need to learn in school is how to treat other people with kindness and respect. This is something that should be a part of all lessons. But if there's one subject which teaches this more than any other, it's literature. By reading the great classics, children learn about human relationships and how to empathise with others. There's no greater lesson in life. JoJo 71.
Information technology, IT, is the single most important subject in schools today. Technology is advancing at such an incredible pace, and we need to make sure future generations are able to keep up with it. Whoever controls technology controls the future. We can't afford to be left behind. Annie Mack.
Economics is a subject that isn't usually taught until later on in one's life, if at all. As money plays such a huge role in all of our lives, I find this rather astonishing. No wonder the country is in such an economic mess. I feel that all children from the age of 8 should be taught about money and how to manage their personal finances. Ball Boy 12.
I'm not sure there are many people who'd agree with me, but no subject is more fundamental to our understanding of humanity than geography. Geography opens our eyes to the world out there. Through geography, children learn that there are different people and cultures in the world, and that the life they know isn't the only one. A greater insight into others, that's what geography teaches. Ollie 55.
I think physical education is vital. I also think it's essential that children have the opportunity to play team sports at school. They teach us to work as a team and also that, just as in life, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But more than that, we need to increase the amount of exercise our children do in schools if we're to begin to tackle the growing problem of obesity. AJ 22.